This is a record of a chapter summary in the BRS section of anatomy, lower limb. Pelvic girdle is a bony ring formed by the hip bones, the ilium, ischium, and pubis, and the sacrum, and provides a strong connection between the trunk and the lower limb. The skeleton of the lower limb includes the femur and patella, thigh, the tibia and the fibula, leg, the tarsals, metatarsals, and phalanges, foot. Joints. The hip joint is a synovial ball and socket joint. The knee joint is condylar joint. The ankle or talocrural joint is a hinge. The tarsal or talocalcaneal joint is a plane joint. The talocalcaneo-navicular joints are ball and socket joints. The tarsometatarsal joints are plane joints. The metatarsophalangeal joints are condylar, ellipsoidal in shape joints, and interphalangeal joints are hinge joints. Superficial vein. The greater saphenous vein begins at the medial end of the dorsal venous arch of the foot, passes anterior to the medial malleolus, runs on the medial side of the lower limb, and empties into the femoral vein. The small saphenous vein begins at the lateral end of the dorsal venous arch, passes posterior to the lateral malleolus, ascends on the posterior side of the leg along with the sural nerve, and empties into the popliteal vein. Emergency blood transfusion can be performed on the greater saphenous vein anterior to the medial malleolus, and a graft of a portion of the greater saphenous vein can be used for coronary bypass operations and also for bypass obstructions of the brachial or femoral arteries. Dislocation of the hip joint. Anterior dislocation or subluxation of the hip joint is characterized by tearing of the joint capsule anteriorly. The dislocated femoral head lies anterior and inferior to the pubic bone. Posterior dislocation tears the joint capsule posteriorly, and the fractured femoral head lies on the posterior surface of the ischium. The dislocated femoral head may damage the sciatic nerve, paralyzing the posterior thigh muscles and all the muscles below the knee. Medial dislocation tears the joint capsule medially, and the dislocated femoral head lies medial to the pubic bone. Dislocation of the femoral head presents as a shortened lower limb with medial rotation. Fracture of the femur, fibula, and tibia. Fracture of the femoral neck results in ischemic necrosis of the neck and the distal part of the head, except for its small proximal segment, because of an interruption of blood supply from the medial femoral circumflex artery. It causes a pull of the distal fragment upward by the quadriceps femoris, adductor, and hamstring muscles, so that the lower limb is shortened with lateral rotation. A dislocated knee or fractured distal femur may injure the popliteal artery because of its deep position adjacent to the femur and the knee joint capsule. Fracture of the fibular neck causes damage to the common peroneal nerve, which winds around the fibular neck. Bumper fracture. Fracture of the leg bone below the knee caused by an automobile bumper, and it is usually associated with a common peroneal nerve injury. Potts fracture. Dupuytren's fracture. Fracture of the lower end of the fibula, often accompanied by fracture of the medial malleolus or rupture of the deltoid ligament. It is caused by forced eversion of the foot. Muscle dysfunctions. Piriformis syndrome. Condition in which the piriformis muscle irritates and places pressure on the sciatic nerve, causing pain in the buttocks and referred pain along the course of the sciatic nerve. This referred pain, called sciatica, often goes down to the back of the thigh and into the lower back. tearing of the hamstring muscles occurs during forceful contraction while stretched to a maximum when kicking or sprinting. Pulled groin or groin injury, a strained stretching and tearing of the origin of the flexors and adductors of the thigh that occurs in sports players. Intermittent claudication, a condition of limping caused by ischemia of the muscles in the lower limbs, chiefly the calf muscles, and is seen in occlusive peripheral arterial diseases, particularly in the popliteal artery and its branches. Dislocation of the hip joint. Anterior dislocation or subluxation of the hip joint is characterized by tearing of the joint capsule anteriorly. The dislocated femoral head lies anterior and inferior to the pubic bone. Posterior dislocation tears the joint capsule posteriorly, and the fractured femoral head lies on the posterior surface of the ischium. The dislocated femoral head may damage the sciatic nerve, paralyzing the posterior thigh muscles and all the muscles below the knee. Medial dislocation tears the joint capsule medially, and the dislocated femoral head lies medial to the pubic bone. Dislocation of the femoral head presents as a shortened lower limb with medial rotation. Fracture of the femur, fibula, and tibia. Fracture of the femoral neck results in ischemic necrosis of the neck and the distal part of the head, except for its small proximal segment, because of an interruption of blood supply from the medial femoral circumflex artery. It causes a pull of the distal fragment upward by the quadriceps femoris, adductor, and hamstring muscles, so that the lower limb is shortened with lateral rotation. A dislocated knee or fractured distal femur may injure the popliteal artery because of its deep position adjacent to the femur and the knee joint capsule. Fracture of the fibular neck causes damage to the common peroneal nerve, which winds around the fibular neck. Bumper fracture. Fracture of the leg bone below the knee caused by an automobile bumper, and it is usually associated with a common peroneal nerve injury. Potts fracture. Dupuytren's fracture. Fracture of the lower end of the fibula, often accompanied by fracture of the medial malleolus or rupture of the deltoid ligament. It is caused by forced eversion of the foot. Muscle dysfunctions. Piriformis syndrome, condition in which the piriformis muscle irritates and places pressure on the sciatic nerve, causing pain in the buttocks and referred pain along the course of the sciatic nerve. This referred pain, called sciatica, often goes down to the back of the thigh and into the lower back. Tearing of the hamstring muscles occurs during forceful contraction while stretched to a maximum when kicking or sprinting. Pulled groin or groin injury, a strained stretching and tearing of the origin of the flexors and adductors of the thigh that occurs in sports players. Intermittent claudication, a condition of limping caused by ischemia of the muscles in the lower limbs, chiefly the calf muscles, and is seen in occlusive peripheral arterial diseases, particularly in the popliteal artery and its branches.